From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The U.S. Senate has passed a bill to authorize extending the Keystone Oil Pipeline from Canada to the Texas Gulf Coast, despite a promised White House veto. As NPR's Elsa Chang reports, the vote came after lawmakers worked through dozens of amendments.
9 Democrats joined Republicans in passing the bill. The House will now consider the Senate's legislation before it goes to the president's desk. He's already said he won't sign off on it. Republicans have argued that the pipeline will create tens of thousands of jobs, a point Democrats have long disputed. Here's Senator Chuck Schumer of New York.
Republicans are calling this a jobs bill, but the fact is that the Keystone would create only 35 permanent jobs, a drop in the bucket.
The White House says it's waiting for the State Department to finish reviewing the project, a study that's gone on for more than 6 years. And as of now, there aren't enough votes to override a presidential veto. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Obama says he'll veto any bills aimed at reversing tighter rules for financial institutions or his executive actions on immigration. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, the president is rallying Democrats ahead of his budget unveiling on Monday.
The president got an enthusiastic reception at the House Democrats' retreat in Philadelphia, despite the fact that Democrats are at their lowest numbers in the House in about 80 years. The president said they shouldn't be shy about their accomplishments and they should stand up straight for the things they believe in.
The president's budget is expected to call for an end to across-the-board budget cuts and the closing of tax loopholes. The House will vote next week to repeal the health care law. The chamber has already held more than 50 votes on the issue in the past year, but next week's vote will be the first in the new GOP-controlled Congress. Federal health officials say there are now almost 100 cases of measles tied to an outbreak in Disneyland. And as NPR's Patty Naiman reports, many of the patients were not vaccinated, which health officials say is the best way to avoid infection.
Dr. Anne Shukut is Assistant Surgeon General in charge of immunization. She says the growing number of measles cases should serve as a warning to all Americans to get immunized. The majority of those infected from the current outbreak were not vaccinated.
This is not a problem of the measles vaccine not working. This is a problem of the measles vaccine not being used.
Resulting in the nation's highest number of measles cases in decades, Shukut urged doctors to think measles, check patients for symptoms, and make sure they're fully immunized. It's never too late, she says, for unvaccinated children of any age, as well as adults, to get vaccinated. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks rallied after two consecutive losing sessions. The Dow Jones Industrial soared 225 points. The S&P 500 gained 19, and the NASDAQ Composite Index added 45 points. This is NPR News. There are reports of another death involving an exploding airbag made by Japanese auto parts supplier Takata. Florida U.S. Senator Bill Nelson says a Texas man was killed earlier this month when a Takata airbag inflated in a low-speed crash and sent a piece of shrapnel into his neck. Honda says the crash occurred on January 18th in the Houston area. The company also says the man's 2002 Accord was part of a 2011 recall, but that the vehicle had not been repaired. The case brings to 6 the number of confirmed deaths linked to Takata airbags. Poet and songwriter Rod McEwen, whose recordings earned him an Oscar nomination, has died at the age of 81. His family members say he had been at a rehabilitation center in Beverly Hills. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has more.
Rod McEwen was born in Oakland, California in 1933, and as a young man was everything from a lumberjack and rodeo cowboy to a radio DJ. In 1950s San Francisco, he became a beat poet and a folk singer. After a stint in Paris, he was a successful poet, singer, and film composer in the 1960s and 70s.
When all the birds are singing in the sky,
McEwen's adaptation of a French song by Jacques Brel, Seasons in the Sun, was a hit. He earned 2 Oscar nominations, one for a song in the film The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie, and another for his music in the animated feature A Boy Named Charlie Brown. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
On Asian stock markets, shares mixed at this hour, following gains on Wall Street. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News in Washington. Support.